The federal government and Seattle Cancer Care Alliance are offering free cancer screenings to a certain slice of the workforce, construction workers who helped build and maintain America's nuclear weapons industry. More from KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer.
The plants where they made nuclear bombs were not, it turns out, places you'd want to do much breathing. Construction crews would lay miles of pipe and build mechanical rooms.
And the insulators come in and spray the equipment with asbestos. There could be so much asbestos in the air that you might not be able to see your hand when you reach your arm away from your face.
Laura Welch directs the Building Trades Medical Screening Program. She says on top of the asbestos, the air was sometimes full of silica, another carcinogen, and of course, radiation. She says workers tell stories about not even getting the standard issue dose meters to measure their exposure.
In the rush of, you know, saving the country, the exposure controls were not necessarily always done the way we would want.
So the Department of Energy established a program to screen those workers for lung cancer, starting in Tennessee. It branched out to Hanford workers in eastern Washington, and now it's expanding to western Washington as well. Eligible workers, there are thought to be about 550 of them in the state, can get CT scans at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance to look for signs of disease. Doctors say in the program's first phase, they've already caught a couple of cases of early-stage cancer. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.